This is the AMPM Report.
All right.
Okay, so, you know, Channel 5 carries Wendy Williams, and we've seen Wendy go through these things where she sort of, you know, just speaks her mind, and then she has to come back and do an apology, and we just saw that. But I was really surprised because she was speaking out, and the group that she offended, some people within the community, within the gay community, thought that she was being insensitive and a little flippant when it came to Galentine's Day, which is a day when women celebrate women, which was yesterday. So here's a little bit of what she had to say on the show.
Yeah, you're not a part. I don't care if you're gay. You don't get a menstrual every 28 days. All right. You can do a lot that we do, but I get offended by the idea that we go through something you will never go through. Wow. And stop wearing our skirts and our heels.
Wow.
Just saying, girls, what do we have for ourselves?
Interesting.
Yeah. I was very surprised. Well, I mean, that just seems to go against a large part of a community that has really seemed to support Wendy.
Yeah, I think what happens is, sadly, you know, you're on national television.
Right.
You're not just sitting around with your girlfriends and with your fellas, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think that's what kind of happens. It's like,
you forget where you are.
But I think, to be honest, I think the gay community, because of that, if it was somebody else, they would have been dragging her for filth.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But I think because it's Wendy, I think it's almost like she's playing, she's funny. She's kind of earned her stripes in a sense. You know what I mean?
And she got, on her Twitter, she came on, as we're seeing in this news cycle, she came on and apologized and was like, if you know me, you know.
Yeah.
That, right. So, yeah. And also, you know, she awarded a $10,000 scholarship for the stripper that we were talking about who can't dance anymore because she hurt herself.
She was terrified to get back on the pole.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
I think it was a little like, let's take the attention away. But good for her.
Yes.
She's got that scholarship.
And her jaw is wired shut. You now realize what amazing job Kanye West did on that first single.
Mm-hmm.
Through the phone.
Because she was like, I was terrible.
Well, anyway, she definitely won't be at All-Star Weekend.
No, but that's happening this weekend.
I don't know.
In Chicago, right, Mark?
All-Star Weekend in Chicago. Nobody cares about the game. Nobody cares about three-point contest. Everybody just cares about all the parties and all the celebrities.
Well,
and it's Chicago, so it's going to be all the fur coats. It's going to be cold as heck.
I do like the dunk contest.
Yeah. No, that is fun. Jennifer Hudson's supposed to sing a tribute to Kobe Bryant. No, she's, and a lot of things are, you know, honoring Kobe this year, too. So, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
We look forward to all that fun.
That's going to be a big weekend.
Absolutely. All righty. That's
coming
the
up.
AMPM report for today.
Coming up, we'll talk to Charlie Wilson. Uncle Charlie joins us coming up.